It's another lost tapes after we lost the tape. This is the second attempt at this one, and with Mike Brancoli. We've done a rehearsal for this, Mike, haven't we? So it should be pristine. It should be so smooth that you can't even find a fault with it. We've done it all before. It's been staged, and now here we go again, the second book.
Ready for action.
Ready for action. Yeah, absolutely. Expert in these two games. So the first one is Liverpool 1, Manchester City 0, 31st of December 2016, 5:30 on New Year's Eve, which was mad. I remember being in a pub, in the same pub as Neil, Jono and Adam Bealey before, just not knowing what to do with yourself, and then forgetting you had to go to the game. It was a weird day. The team for Liverpool, which I'll run through, is Simon Mignolet, Nathaniel Clyne, Dejan Lovren, James Milner, Ranyar Klavan, Gini Wijnaldum, Henderson, Adam Lallana, Emre Can, Roberto Firmino, Sadio Mane. City, Claudio Bravo, Zabaleta, Stones, Otamendi, Kolarov, Yaya Toure, Fernando, Sterling, De Bruyne, David Silva and Aguero. I think the first thing to note with that Liverpool team is that it looks like a bit of a diamond. Very industrial. A lot of centre midfield going on in there. And then City's team, you wouldn't even say it's transitional. It's almost unrecognisable from what you come to expect from a City team under Guardiola. This is one of those times where you sort of forget where everyone was, and we'll come to that in a bit more detail and nuance in a bit. But when you look at names like Kolarov, Zabaleta, Otamendi, maybe not, because you sort of remember him from around 2018. But even John Stones, you know, you maybe thought he joined City a bit later. It is just one of them weird catchments of a game where you can sort of, it sort of drops and you understand fully why everyone is where they are at the point in which you read those teams out. But it does feel like a different decade, which it definitely was, or a different time before Klopp and Guardiola even.